in Senla, and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then said he to his disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Now, I want to talk about a mother at the cross. I think the thing that make us identify ourselves with Jesus is because of his humanness. I thank God that he didn't make him without the tendency of temptation. I thank God that the Lord made him in such a way that he got hungry, he got tired, he got sleepy, he got lonely, he wept, cried like you cry sometimes. In this instance, he did something very characteristic of himself, that under the spell of excruciating pain, in an hour when he felt like even God had forsaken him, when darkness was not only upon him physically, but darkness was upon him mentally and spiritually. We have those hours sometime with you. For in our life, some rain falls, some winds blow, some storms arise. But characteristic of him, because under those unusual circumstances, he thought about us. He thought about his mother. Now his mother had been with him from birth. She was at the cradle. She was in the home. She was in and out of the carpenter shop. She walked backwards and forward to Jerusalem along with him. Those were not hard places, bad places. But the thing that makes this experience unique is that she was not only at all of these other places,
She was at the cross. I don't believe you praying with me tonight. She was at the cross. Now, there are some theological commentators who said that while Peter had denied him, and many of the others had deserted him, and Judas had betrayed him, and some of them had run away, Mary was there. Some of the commentators said that she was there because she was permitted to be there under the cultural situation that women were not thought of as equal in anything, in responsibility or anything else. It is said that women were almost unknown. But this is a sad commentary. Anytime a man has been charged with treason, anytime the Roman government has ruled that you are guilty of treason, it's dangerous for anybody to be with you. Did you hear me? Anytime the Jewish church had decreed that he was a heretic, an imposter, and a devil, I want to tell you it was dangerous for Mary to be there. You know, if you've read the scripture with any care, the scripture surrounding the trial and the crucifixion of Jesus, the arrest, the trial, and the crucifixion, you'll notice that the charge was first a religious charge.
Yes, sir.
He had blasphemed against God. According to the high priest. But the country, Judah, although the Jews had some rights, they did not have the right of capital punishment. Did you hear me? And of course, when they came up with that charge, Herod wouldn't deal with it. Now you got to get another job. Now whatever he's done to offend you all here in your church, we can't deal with that. It's certainly not deserving capital punishment. If you want him put to death, you got to come up with a better charge than that. And they went back and brought up treason, saying that he was working against Caesar. He was working against the state. He was inspiring and instigating a revolution against Rome. Then Caesar said, well, now, Pilate said, well, I can deal with that now. If he's doing anything against the state, then we can deal with it. Now, I'm trying to say that through it all, Mary was there. His mother was there. Cecil talked about the qualifications of a mother this morning, and motherhood was not just something biological, but it's something that one has to earn. Just because you have had a child doesn't make you a mother. Motherhood is something that one has to achieve. Well, I'm trying to tell you that Mary was a model mother. She not only brought him into this world, she taught him the traditions of his people. She saw to it that he observed all of the rites, all of the ceremonies. And here, at the end, she was there. Didn't have the privilege of being at his bedside. It was worse than that. She was standing by his cross. So, well, why wasn't she scared? Love rules out fear. Well, he's broken the law. Love doesn't care anything about breaking the law. Some folks say, I love you when you're right, but when you're wrong, I'm through with you. Then you don't love. You don't hear me. Because if you love me, you with me, right or wrong. You are there to help me get straight if I'm wrong. She was at his cross. Her sister was there. And then Mary Magdalene was there. Her sister, who was the mother of James and John, had come to him one day and said, well, now I know that you're going to follow the messianic tradition, and I know you're about to get your kingdom set up and organized. I want my two sons to be closest to the throne. I want James on one side. I want John on the other. Don't have too much time to worry about other folk children. I'm talking about mine. Jesus pointed out to her the selfishness of her ambition, but it didn't crush her. For she was working for her own children. She was functioning as a mother. You don't hear me tonight. Listen if you please. I believe it was Rudyard Kipling who said, if I were hanged from the highest hill, mother, oh, mother of mine, I know whose love would follow me still. Mother, oh, mother of mine, if I were damned or drowned, rather, in the deepest sea, mother, oh, mother of mine, I know whose love would come down to me. Mother, oh, mother mine, if I were damned a body and soul, I know whose prayer would make me whole. Mother of mine, oh, mother of mine, she was at the cross. I tell you, if one is in the deepest sea, she's there. Jesus said, woman, which was not derogatory, considering it within the framework of his culture. It was not disrespectful. He said, woman, behold your son. So now, I know I'm about to leave here. I'm hanging from a tree. And my weight is tearing the flesh in my hand. But I want to see that you have a home before I leave here. I want you to have somewhere to go. Now, I've got some brothers, but I can't leave you with my brother, your other son, because they don't believe in me. I wish I had somebody here to pray. I want to leave you with somebody who believes that God has wrought a miracle in my life. You don't hear me today. That was one of the things he said from the cross. Another one, I said he was concerned about others. Another one was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then, verily I say unto thee, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. And then, Father, into thine hand I commend my spirit. These were things that he said while he was dying. Somebody said he stopped dying long enough to run revival and take one of the thieves along with him. You don't hear me. Stop dying and prayed for him and said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. Then he said, right after he appointed Mary a home, Arthur, I've been out here since noon, hanging on this tree. I've been out here under unusual tropical sun. I've been losing blood since last night. But I wanted to get at least one of the thieves straight. And then I wanted to pray for everybody who's doing things against themselves and others. I want to pray for them before it's over. And then I want to commit and commend my spirit to my God. And certainly he did. And when he said that, he dropped his head. And said, it's finished. The battle is over. The task has been completed. The work has been done. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world. And it's finished now. Oh, Lord, I don't need anybody to commit me. I don't need anybody to read the barrel ceremony. Well, I'm gonna set myself. Yes, I am. Into your hand, I commit the spirit. Oh, Lord. And I remember reading a story a long time ago that dealt with mother's eternal love. It is said that her son was in jail. And he was in there because he had been condemned to die. Oh, Lord. They were going to put a rope around his neck. And the hangman was going to remove the plank on which he was standing. Oh, Lord. And failed time and again to get him a reprieve. Oh, Lord. And every time they failed, oh, Lord, the mother thought about an old tradition that went on and obtained in that country before they hanged anybody. They had to ring the bell, oh, Lord. And early that morning, she got up and went down to the whole courthouse where that gallows had been situated. Oh, Lord. She climbed up in the belfry about an hour before time. Oh, Lord. And his crowd came marching out. And she was up in the belfry, holding on to the bell clapper. Oh, they got the rope in their hand. They pulled down, but there was no sound. And as they pulled the bell swung over. She was bleeding, but she held on to the bell clapper. Oh, yes, she did. Yeah. And after a while, they gave up. After a while, they said, since the bell won't ring, we can't execute him. Oh, by that time, she fell.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
listen.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT KQJO every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Information is powerful, but it's only powerful to the ears of the listeners. Public service announcements are very important to us here at KAYT KQJO. If you have any public service announcements that you'd like to have aired here on KAYT KQJO, as always, please feel free to send them 2 weeks in advance to KAYT Attention Bishop Kenny Townsend at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or feel free to fax them 2 weeks in advance to 318-487-0909. Or you can hit us up on the World Wide Web at KAYT881news@gmail.com. Information is powerful, but only to the targeted listening audience. Here at KAYT, we want to help you get the word out. Send your public service announcement ASAP.
Aw, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
All kids face something.
It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate, eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults,